I'm just going to start recording now because we can get some bloopers. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. Oh, my God. It's been such a long time. I've honestly missed you guys, and I've missed the recording and posting episodes, but we are back finally. It's been such a crazy last month making the new drop, which is going to be launching this week. I'm so excited, but yeah, it's been so insane. I've been working so much, well, except the last week I had a little vacation. But yeah, and I was wanting to record the podcast, but then it just felt like I was spreading myself way too thin, and I had to prioritize just working on the new collection. And I kept thinking about it, fuck, like I need to record the podcast, like damn it. And it's honestly been on my mind this whole time. But anyways, today I woke up, I did my little routine, and I was like, yes, today I have time to record the podcast. So I'm super excited. I wasn't originally going to do an intro, but then I thought, okay, like I kind of have to preface what this conversation was. But anyway, so today I'm finally putting up the episode that I recorded with Hilmar, which was super exciting. At first, little warning, we're just like talking, like there's like, you know, just like having like a small chat, but then things get serious and let's say more deep and vulnerable, which I think was such a good thing that we got to talk about on the podcast, because I think you guys will really get to see a little sneak peek behind the scenes of things that we deal with in our relationship and things that we had to deal with in our little past. So I think it's gonna be super beneficial for, I guess, anyone listening that kind of want to see behind the curtains of the kind of issues that people deal with in our relationship and how we also resolve things. But yeah, so to start, it's gonna be really chill, this conversation, and then things are gonna get spicy, so stay tuned and enjoy. Welcome back to the podcast. It's me and your favorite guest, Hilmar Ragnarsson.
Thank you so much for inviting me again. I'm honored.
Oh my god, how is that for an introduction? Rolling the R's for your name.
You don't roll the R's in Brazil?
No.
In Canada, Brazil. I guess not.
No, not in those names. But fun fact, how about we start with the fun little fact for this episode? So I've managed to convince Hilmar that when we have children, we're gonna name all of our kids with R. I think it's such a good idea.
Yeah, me too, but I didn't know that you couldn't roll the R.
No, what do you mean?
I'm kidding. Yeah, it's a nice idea.
Because you have R in your name, I have R in my name, and I feel like we can just have our little R unit.
Okay. I think it's okay. As soon as it goes into, like, only birds, you know, only
rainbows.
Bird names, or only, like, if it goes too specific.
Have you ever met somebody who has a bird name child?
Yeah, oh. I know. That's I know. I have an example of brothers. They're all bird names.
But really?
Yeah. But in Iceland, being named after a bird is quite common.
Ugla.
Yeah. For example.
Oh.
And then you can have Örn, Haukur, loads of names.
Interesting, because I don't know.
I can only think of two right now, but I'm sure there are loads of them.
I can't think of any bird name in English. maybe.
But in English, you can name your child, like, at least in the US, you can name your child whatever. You can just name it, like, a can. Bottle.
Yeah, you could, but
jar.
I don't think anybody's doing that. People are getting more creative.
Get anybody. There are 300 and something million living there. Loads of them have ridiculous names. But I think they're moving to that in Iceland that you can name your child whatever. They always had this committee, did you know that?
Yeah, I know.
And this naming committee. Where people so get together and say yes or no to like ideas that parents had. I want to name my child this. No. They don't like it. Doesn't fall well into the Icelandic language.
Oh my god, that's so controlling.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of annoying if you like want to name your child something and you just get a hard no. You have to choose from the accepted list of names.
So Icelandic.
But you had an idea for name for
I have a girl and a boy. We should not announce it yet.
Yeah, to be Icelandic, it's really Icelandic people don't announce it until they have gone to the priest and he has confirmed it. It's so weird. But you thought you mentioned this, like when you were talking, you thought it was weird that all my Icelandic friends and my family wouldn't tell the name until the child is almost walking.
Yeah. I think it's still weird, but I'm like saying it for the purpose of joking kind of it, because all of our friends have already heard what the name is going to be, the names are going to be, but you know, maybe we can have a grand announcement.
No. Just say it now. I know if my dad is listening, he has already, I think he kind of decided, no? Didn't he tell you like before, like, really early after meeting you? Didn't he ask you quite early?
I think so. But I was already on board, so.
Yeah, so yeah, that's Ragnar. And
that's
Ragnar. But it's part of this Icelandic tradition of having the name, having your child named after your grandparent.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of the tradition, because of the Icelandic way of last names, which is just your parent, your father and son or daughter, so you have this old switcheroo, you know, like you have Ragnar Hilmarsson, Hilmar Ragnarsson, and then another Ragnar Hilmarsson.
And then another Hilmar Ragnarsson. Do you think that our kid, if it's a boy, will continue with the tradition?
He better do that now. I do it, like, do I think
I did that, it, you have to do it too.
Yeah, it's really hard to think of someone that doesn't exist yet what they're gonna do. It's really hard to put yourself in the mind of a non-existing person.
Oh my god, that's so funny. But I don't know, I feel personally, I want to continue the tradition of my family, and I think most people do. So I wouldn't be surprised if the kid was like, oh, okay, yeah, I also want to continue that tradition. I don't know, because it's something that it feels just to be able to just continue your family history, but, you know.
And what's your the tradition with your family?
Cavalcante.
Ah, so just the last name, yeah.
That's not the last name, that's the middle name.
Ah, it's not a family, yeah, it's a middle
name. It's a family name, but it's a middle name, but like, as I don't know if I explained before, so your parents choose your first name, and then your middle name is the name of your mom's family, which is the middle name of everyone in your mom's family. So everyone in my mom's family, all her siblings, my grandma, like my cousins, we all have the same middle name, which is Cavalcanti. So basically, like, us as her daughters, we would continue that tradition of like our children's middle name would have the same middle name as us. And then the last name changes with the father. So then you'd have the father. So my name is Rafaela Cavalcante Santana. And like my sisters are Andrea Cavalcante Santana. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess we will see as time goes. But definitely we'll want that. And sorry, we're not going to have Ragnar Santana as our child's name.
Ragnar Santana, it just sounds nice.
You know, but they can probably, like, I don't know, use it if they want to later. Yeah.
No, it makes sense. Also, it makes sense that your name, the kind of the brand name is Rafaela Santana, but you kind of like and identify more as Rafaela Cavalcante.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can kind of, I don't know, like, have two different entities there, right?
Yeah.
So you feel like this Rafaela Santana is, it's so much the brand, you know.
For sure. But you know what's funny? So Santana, I always felt like it was a name. So Brazil is a very classist country, as I've explained before to you, and I've talked about this so much to you. So everything is about class, and names have a different class. So Cavalcante is like a higher class than Santana is. So I always wanted to name myself Rafaela Cavalcante because I always felt like, okay, Santana is a lower class than Cavalcante, which is crazy to say because it's like, who the fuck cares about what a class is? But when you're born in a country where literally everything matters, the name that you have, the color of your hair, your, if it's curly or straight, if your skin is light or dark, and everything about you influences whether you have more privilege or not in a society. You're brainwashed to think that everything, all these details matter, you know. So when I was in Brazil, I always wanted to be Cavalcante because I thought, okay, this is like better than the other one. And then later when I moved to Canada and just moved all over, people always thought Santana was so cool. They're like, oh my god, Rafaela Santana, that's such a cool name. And then I was just like, oh, I guess it's quite cool. And now when I think about it, I couldn't imagine having a brand that's any other name because it just goes so well together.
Yeah. Yeah. It has a sound to it.
Yeah. It's just kind of like perfect how everything turned out.
Mm-hmm.
So, haven't sent you any emails recently, so
that means I'm doing a perfect job as a boyfriend. No unread emails from Rafaela Cavalcante.
Shall we say fiance?
Yes, we can do that.
If you listen to the last episode, you'll know what I mean. But yeah, I think it's interesting thinking about how our communication has evolved, and I guess how I felt that it was more comfortable for me to express myself when it came to hard things through email, because I could just lay everything out, express how I felt, and then, you know, we could talk about it afterwards. But I feel that as we're growing and understanding each other better, we're able to have more quicker communications, communication solving problems, if you know what I mean. Like something may happen, but then it's like, okay, let's just like quickly deal with that. Which I guess we're quite lucky because we don't really get into much conflict.
Yeah, that's true. And I think we talked about it last time. I think it's because we don't like conflict, either one of us. But there is, I think it's, yeah, it's a skill to have that you develop as a couple to be able to deal with things as they happen. Because if you don't, some little thing might happen and they might annoy you and they might stay with you for some time. And I think that's where you get, I hear a lot of people talking about, like you're mad for no reason. And then you ask someone, what's wrong? Nothing. And you can hear it in the nothing that something is wrong. And then you kind of have to like go back and play this, what is really wrong? And you have to try to figure it out yourself instead of being able to address it immediately.
Mm.
And not always, you cannot always address it immediately because you're not always sure about your feelings in the moment. So you might have to take a little time and think about it before you can address it. But yeah, I guess we're lucky. I think, like, definitely I am lucky because you really don't seem to be bothered by a lot of things.
I just remembered something.
Oh no. Send me an email. I'll deal with it right now.
Oh my god, no, but we already discussed it, so it's okay. But actually, last time that we had a miscommunication was, I don't know if that was the last thing, but it seems like it was, when we were going to eat and you had already eaten and then I arrived, I didn't know you guys had finished eating and we were at this restaurant, everybody was leaving, I was hungry, I wanted to eat, and they made up their mind that they wanted to go home and chill, and I had just arrived at the restaurant to meet, and anyways, major miscommunication, and basically the group decided that we needed to leave the restaurant, so I couldn't order the food there. But then Hilmar was like, "What is wrong with you? We can just order a global." And I was like, "But I want to eat here. I came here hungry."
We were sitting outside and it just started to rain as well at the same moment.
Can you keep the details out so I become more...
Everyone had
more
finished
legit
eating.
In
Everyone
my argument.
Wanted to stand out and leave anyway.
Except Frosty.
Yes, because Frosty is a nice person.
So kind. Shout out to Frosty for having my back. Truly the only one.
He sat down. I'm sitting here. I was like, okay.
Anyways, and I was like quite upset because I thought the way that you handled it wasn't with a lot of compassion. But then at the same time, I was like, okay, I understand where he's coming from. That's what he wants to do. And like, that's what I want to do. And there was just like that conflict there. And also the fact that I wasn't in conversation with you, I was in conversation with my other friends saying that I was going to meet you. So you weren't even aware that I was showing up. But anyways, it was interesting because I was in a conflict with myself whether or not I should have been feeling the emotions that I felt, which was just a little bit sad and disappointed that I didn't feel any compassion from you, but at the same time knowing, okay, he was doing what he wanted to do. But then I guess when we talked about it, which was a few days later, like I think it was 2 days later, and I was acting all weird because I cannot hide my feelings. Anyone else out there cannot hide their feelings? I'm with you. So, but then eventually I brought it up in a way that was casual. didn't turn out so casual, let's just say. A couple tears at the restaurant.
Yeah, we're having a date night, we went to eat somewhere and you brought it up. I guess at the moment, because it was so different how I experienced it. For me it was just obvious. We had been sitting there, we had been already eaten, we were, I don't know, maybe we were five people sitting outside in a terrace. It was also a Monday or something, like it was like we were not vibing and sitting and like, ooh, we're gonna sit here forever and chill. We're just eating, having one drink, and then everyone had finished eating, you come later, and at the very moment the bill comes to the table and we're just kind of like leaving and standing up, and you sit down in the rain, like under this little like thing that's covering the table, open the menu, like, I want to eat here. And I didn't know that in your mind you had thought of like you wanted to eat there. For me it was like, nope, just listen to me, I know better, come with us and just order a global, you can order whatever in the global that's handed to you, that's way better. And I guess I thought you would just say, okay, let's do that. But you, in your mind, you wanted me to be a supportive boyfriend, sit down with you in the rain.
Emphasizes the rain.
And to be fair, also, what makes it a little bit more complicated is that we didn't even eat there. We ate pizza at another place, went there for one drink, and then we were leaving to home. So I couldn't even be sure if it was good food there.
But those are the kind of scenarios where two people experience two different worlds and two different realities. Like, for you, in your mind, you were so right in the way that you acted, because you're like, it's raining, let's go to our friend's house, you can order anything there. And then for me, I was like, I just arrived, I'm starving, I'm so hungry, and what I really wanted in that moment was just to feel seen. And I felt like, oh, nobody cares about me. It's funny, because this is when it was the era of feeling seen that I was experiencing. So it really like played into everything that I was experiencing at that time emotionally. But I just wanted maybe for you to be like, okay, yeah, if you want to eat here, I'll stay here with you and eat with you, or something kind of like this. Or like, I don't know, I just wanted like a little bit more of compassion, but then again, at the same time, I understood where you were coming from. Like, okay, like we both wanted different things, but then also, like, in the end of it, when we communicated and I told you, and we were kind of going back and forth of like, this is your reality, this is my reality kind of thing, but then eventually I was like, I just want you to apologize for making me feel that way, and it's not, and like, I'm gonna apologize as well and say I'm sorry that I acted that way. It's like, I didn't want to act that way, but like, I couldn't move. I was just like, kind of like stuck. And you apologize and I apologize, and we're like, okay, like, I see you. And, you know, we both kind of could see each other eventually when we talked about it.
Exactly. Then I understood way more where you were coming from and why it bothered you and what space you were when you landed there and you came there. And but first, when you brought it up, didn't get the reaction that you were hoping for. That it would be like, oh, I'm sorry, because I went kind of in defense, because, and I think I did it because at that moment it was so clear for me that it didn't make sense that you should just sit down and order this food and for a place that we didn't even eat there, and it didn't make sense. So I thought it was just like, let's do it. But obviously, like you said, you were going through something at that time when you were working on yourself for not being seen, and it mixes all together into that. So after knowing all that, then I realized, yes, I could have done better. And I think even now, after this conversation, when we are in a similar situation, yeah, I guess you can land in a similar situation like this, that if I see this from you again, that you're quite firm, I want to do this, then I would be at least ready to sit down and talk about it, instead of just like, let's just go do this. So yeah, definitely we learned something from this.
That's quite nice of you to say. The thing is that these kind of situations don't happen very often, because we're both like so independent. So it's like, oh, you want to do something, okay, go do that thing. And me usually, okay, you want to do that thing, we'll go do that thing. There's usually no conflict when it comes to what you want to do and what I want to do, because we completely have got to a place where we're just like, you do what is best for you, I'll do what's best for me, and then I'll meet you at home in bed at night.
Yeah, you know. But that was still, like, I remember that was the first time in a long time. That night when we were at Elma's, I think you actually went there and recorded the podcast with Elma that night. And then you came out, and I had no idea that something wrong went. I thought you just like, just forgot about it. But I felt like, there's something not right. So I felt like this feeling that I think a lot of people feel a lot of the time. It's like, okay, something is not right. Now I'm going to play the game to find out what. But we don't do that. So I just forgot about it. Until you mentioned it 2 days later, you know.
Wow, that's crazy. I thought for sure you knew something was up, but I guess you thought it was just like, I was just going through something on my own. You didn't know that I actually had to do about something that happened, like, with our interaction.
No, and it's not something that I'm used to having to do either. To guess. How do you feel? I'm fine. Fine didn't sound, it didn't have the right sound to it, it didn't have the right tone. This fine meant something different. And I'm glad, I'm happy that's not the case. And I'm 100% sure I would not do that to you either. If I'm not fine, I will let you know. But there are things like these things when you try to communicate, and sometimes you cannot communicate how you feel until you really understand how you feel.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to do that on your own. You have to realize on your own how you feel, and maybe it's better. Maybe it's better to do that instead of trying to figure it out with you.
Mm.
I remember like this winter going through something, and it was a strange feeling. I was going through something on my own, and it was related to insecurities about myself. Like I was a bit insecure about something, and I really wanted to talk to you about it, but it didn't make sense. And I had a conversation to you about it, and what you said was quite straightforward. You kind of saw me. You knew kind of how I was feeling, and you realized, because it's something that you went through yourself, but didn't even mention to me, because you worked it out on your own.
Mm.
And that made so much sense to me, because in those moments, feeling insecure, like this moment, what I wanted to hear was, I love you, you're the best, you're so awesome, I want to be with you so much, and etc, etc. But that doesn't really mean anything if you pull it out of someone. If you say, tell me you love me, tell mm-hmm. me how great I am, tell me how awesome I am, then it's not, I mean, it's real, but it's not, you didn't earn it in a kind of sense. And the funny thing about that is I actually listened to a podcast from you. I remember when I was going through this, and I was writing in my journal, and I didn't understand what was going on, and it was just like this normal feeling of, I was afraid that like you didn't like me as much as you did before, or etc. Like this, I think it's like normal feelings that people have. And I listened to one of your podcasts, one of the solo episodes, and I talked to this about people quite a lot. Like I mentioned people to listen to this. I don't remember the name exactly. I think it's something about jealousy and envy
comparison
and stuff. And it's not a cliche. It's a thing that people heard a lot of the time, but you put it so well. And it was all about if you expect someone else to love you, you have to love yourself. And I know it's like, everyone has heard this before, but in order to do that, you have, so when you want someone else to admire you, you have to kind of earn that. You have to be admirable. And after listening to that, and it was like quite straightforward, I realized like, okay, why am I worrying about her feeling like this? I should just start working on the things that I'm insecure about,
mm-hmm.
whatever that is. And I just went on like with my life, started to do things a little bit better, you know, waking up, journaling, going exercising a little bit more, taking better care of myself, and building up some confidence. And also just doing things, being a nicer boyfriend.
Mm.
Like few things that you appreciated, you know.
Mm.
Things that I might have been taking you for granted, and maybe I could have done a little bit things a little bit better to be a better boyfriend. So through that, things just worked out on themselves. And I didn't have to go through this, like it. Basically, the solution was to take care of it myself instead of talking to you about it. So what I'm trying to say is that sometimes you don't have to analyze everything with your partner. You can start on yourself and see, is this maybe something that I can take care of myself?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that I might not need to talk to you about it? I might be able to fix it on my own.
For sure. I feel that when things like this happen to me, I always ask myself the question, can I deal with this on my own? Is this my own thing that I'm projecting onto the other person? I always try to think, is this something that I am feeling because of my own, maybe it could be like a past trauma or a past relationship or a past dynamic from childhood. You know what I mean? I always go always layers deeper. So I always try to think like, what does this actually mean and where is this actually coming from? And I feel that this has benefited our relationship a lot because very few times I've experienced insecurities in our relationship and I brought it up to and acted in ways that was unhealthy in our relationships because I always, you know, obviously I felt insecure before, and when you went to South America I talked about it, how challenging it was for me, but I always, you know, was thinking, what does this mean and what can I heal here? Is this an opportunity for me to heal something that is so beyond what this is showing up? And I agree with you so much, and I think it's important for people to not project right away, but to take some time to reflect and think, is this my own shit showing up, or is it the other person actually, you know, making me feel this way? And then just seeing, you know. And yeah, that's so great, and thank you for opening up on the podcast. I think it's really interesting for people to hear, because maybe people think, oh, everybody, you too, you look so confident and, you know, like you don't have insecurities. But, you know, I love talking about my insecurities because I want people to know that we're all the same and we all feel similar things. And, you know, you may look at somebody and think, oh, this person has got everything and they must feel good all the time and they must not have any negative emotions. And then I'm like, no, I feel envy sometimes, I feel jealousy, I feel insecure, I feel this, 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 and that, so that, you know, we can relate to one another, because who wants to relate to somebody that is perfect? And then I remember when you were experiencing those things that you were mentioning before, and I was like, yes, this is because you're human. This makes you human. And you had never showed any insecure part of yourself in our relationship. And it was the first time that you showed some kind of insecurity. And I was just like, this is completely normal. You are human. Literally everybody has felt this way or feels this way. And you were so good because immediately you took the steps to start changing the things that you felt that needed to change, and, you know, look where you are now. No more insecurities. Completely healed.
Completely.
Okay.
No, that was interesting, yeah.
I was gonna ask, what made you propose, even though we had already decided to get married?
To be honest, I think that's even something that came out of this self...
Oops. This drink opening.
I think it's something that came out of all of this journey of like looking into myself and looking into our relationship and feeling that, okay, maybe I can be more romantic. Maybe I can, you know, be a little bit, like, do these little things that make the relationship more fun. And I hadn't really, when we booked the trip to Menorca, which was on our 4-year anniversary, I hadn't, like, decided to do it. But I always had in my mind, like, and I was talking to my friends, and should do it. And I was like, yeah, you should do it. But then you procrastinate, like everyone. But during that thing, I was like, okay, I should do it. And when we had to book the trip to Menorca, I was like, that's the moment, you know. We're going to be the two of us there. It's our anniversary. And so that just made me I just decided, okay, let's do it. Let's go for it.
Yeah, amazing. And I think maybe we can talk about how often with engagement, people think that you have to save up this much money and get this kind of ring because it, you know, society just makes you think that you have to have this and that, and it's about the bling and the diamonds and things. And I was like, okay, like, I was thinking, like, we basically share the same finances, which we can also talk about, as in we are, so we know so much about what's going on in our financial life together, even though we have separate accounts. But still, like, I knew that there was probably no way that you could just save some money on the side to buy some diamonds, because, like, we basically know always kind of what's going on with our accounts. And you know, I'm just so glad that you didn't think that you needed to buy a diamond ring to create a memorable experience like so many people could think. You know, even I was at the store the other day, and then I asked this couple if they were engaged, and then the guy said no because she's waiting for a big ring. And then I was like, oh, like,
yeah,
I didn't know what to say.
No, I think that, yeah, for, of course it crossed my mind. And there is, like, you listen to it, you see it in the movies, and you hear your friends talking about it, and there are these rules, like, yeah, it has to be a 3-month salary and that, this and that. But I also know you. So when I decided to do it, also I didn't have a lot of time, and I was looking into it. I was like, okay, like, I just, you know, I just find some custom made ring, just some silver with some embroidered inside, and it's going to be nice. And later, when we have means, then yeah, we can upgrade. But I knew it wouldn't make sense, especially because we are building a business, and it didn't make sense to me to make this large investment just to prove what? To say I'm this big rich man that'll take care of you, here's your diamond. You know, I don't, like, I know diamonds are nice, and but at this moment it wasn't necessary. Mm-hmm. And it didn't cross my mind. I didn't feel like bad about it, because it didn't matter in the moment, did it? When we were there up on this cliff, like, just that was not the thing. Like, the thing was just we're together, and we're going to be together forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, it steps, like, what is a big part of it is that we are, well, you are building a business, but our finance kind of are involved in that, and everything excess goes in that business. So it wouldn't make sense at this moment, especially at that moment.
Yeah. For sure.
And yeah, but it was obviously, it comes up to your mind, you know, oh, dude, yeah, fuck, you could have, you know, done better, why didn't have a diamond and blah, blah, blah. But in the end, it really didn't matter.
Yeah. But that's why I want to say this on the podcast, because maybe some people are waiting to save up or this and that because they maybe think, you know, it matters, but maybe it doesn't matter to their girlfriends, and they can just go ahead and propose with, you know, something that's meaningful. It doesn't have to be a wait for something that is of a certain type or diamond or whatever it is.
Yeah, and then also what maybe plays part of it is that we are, it's not like we come from some wealthy families, neither of us, so we're not used to any glamour or shiny things before. So, and I knew that.
Yeah.
I know where you're coming from.
That's probably gonna, like, when we eventually upgrade, that's probably gonna be the first diamond in our family.
No.
I'm joking.
I'm pretty sure my mom was here the other day, and she was talking about, I think she had been proposed to 4 times before.
Oh my god, what a lucky woman. You have 3 more to go. Every 10 years, I expect a vowel renewal. That's what they're saying. Yeah, wow. Okay, shall we get to the questions?
You have some questions.
I've got some questions.
I thought we're gonna have a little bit more conversation about some easy topics like racism, gender dysphoria, and
no. This is a light-hearted conversation. We're not gonna get into.
I thought we're gonna figure the meaning of life and solve society's problems.
Well, we could talk about the last two festivals that we went to.
I mean, yeah, the summer is here. What, we're recording on the 4th of July?
Oh my God, is that today?
Yes.
We're not celebrating the US, that's for sure.
We're not celebrating 4th of July with the US.
I mean, I don't think people in the US are celebrating it. I'm not sure, but I've just heard some places that some people are not celebrating it this year.
Yeah, but I think at least the people I work with from the US, they have a day off, so they're doing something.
That's nice. But yeah, summer's here. We are sweating.
Yeah,
I should take a photo of Hilmar. He's literally dripping. We are recording in the kitchen because we want to have as much excluded from all the noise. So, baby, you're literally dripping. I'm so sorry.
It's so warm in here.
We picked the hottest room in our house.
Yeah, the AC doesn't reach here.
No. Did you turn on the AC?
No.
So when we go out, it's gonna also be like an oven.
Barcelona summer, baby.
Oh no.
Humid and warm. Yeah, so it's been, yeah, 4th of July. It's been a nice summer until now. We had some fun, some festivals. We had two back-to-back, Primavera Sound and Sonar.
Mm-hmm.
And we did well.
Yeah.
We just went all days, all festivals.
Yeah.
But like, we did well because we always slept quite a lot. Like, though we were coming, even when we were going to the festival, for example, for Primavera Sound, one day we went there at 9 and we came back home at 8 in the morning.
Oh my God.
So that's, yeah, 10, 11 hours of festival, dancing, walking.
I feel like my Canadian friends listening are like, what? Until 8 in the morning? Yeah.
Yeah, but then we came back here, slept, like, I don't know, maybe 3, 4.
Until 6 p.m. I was sleeping until 6 p.m.
Yeah,
every day.
Yeah, you slept a little bit more than me. But still, then we were ready, and Primavera Sound was 3 days.
Oh, I love Primavera. It's my favorite.
It was nice. It was really nice.
I think it's my favorite festival.
Yeah, it's quite good. A lot of people say they don't like it because of the amount of people. I don't think, like, there are more than 100,000 people in this festival. But I think because we've been there so many times and we know how to do it. We see the main artist on the big stage and then we just fuck off to the
techno
area where they just have these three stages and it's like a mini festival inside the festival. So, yeah, that's nice. And that's outside fun. Then the weekend after we had Sonar and there we have some, that's a little bit more hard style. If you see, if you go there around 2, 3 a.m., it's a jungle.
Yeah, it's
a jungle.
Crazy.
It's
that's why I like Primavera more, to be honest.
It's just completely different vibe. Sonar,
yeah.
They know it. They know it's a crazy festival. They know everyone is taking drugs there. Like, they even have the station where you can take your drugs and test them and to check if they're good, and they just like give it back to you, this has this and this in it, and are you sure do you want to take this?
Yeah, it's just a little bit too crazy. It's fun, but Primavera just, I don't know. And also Sonar is like in
these warehouses
and it's kind of like covered, like Primavera is like outside
at the beach.
Oh, it's just so much
sunrise
better.
Nice. It's more light, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah. But Sonar was like, but for me, interesting enough, like, you didn't come to that concert for Tangana. It was, for me, it was the highlight. And it's not techno at all. There's like the Spanish, it's like this new vibe of flamenco mixed to this new style. It was really cool. Also, loads of artists singing there, and it was interesting. But they opened the festival, and everything after that, hard techno.
Yeah, So would you say it's a techno festival?
It is electronic fest. It's not only techno, like Blaze and Moderato. It's not techno, but it's like it's electronic music and all kinds of stuff. Lots of stages too, you know, you can choose your own things.
Yeah. And then we have the villa. We rented a villa for the summer. So we're gonna be going for 5 days to a villa an hour away from Barcelona. About, is that right?
Yeah, 40 minutes, something like this. Just above Casa de Fels.
And that is gonna be super exciting.
Yeah, it's this like an Icelandic equivalent of going to the Sumarbústaðir. But instead of having a hot tub, you have a cold pool outside.
Mm-hmm.
And sun and barbecue and nice, chill, friends. I'm really excited for it.
Music and just good times. Mm-hmm. Well deserved after a hard, long working summer for the both of us.
You've been working quite hard as well.
But yeah, it's been very hard working for me.
You've been working so hard. It's like late nights all the time, but always with a smile on your face. That's nice. It's cool. And we're getting one step closer to my goal, which is to be a stay-at-home dad.
Oh my god. I joke about it sometimes. I'm like, I can just be a stay-at-home dad and I'll just be, I don't know, a boss bitch.
Yeah. I guess Thomas has arrived to our house. We have a guest.
Yes, I mean, if he comes in here, he can say hi, but otherwise, we'll say hi.
Yeah, we have another guest. We usually have guests over the summer.
Our apartment is actually a hotel. If you want a chance to stay here, just holla at me or Hilmar at 1-800 Villa Santana for a spot in our villa. Just kidding. No, we're not accepting visitors at this moment, right?
No.
I think we're fully booked for the summer.
Looks like it. So, did you have any questions for us?
Okay, so let's get to the questions that people sent in through the Insta. What would you order at each other for each... No, see? My... What is it called again? That
dyslexia.
What would you order at a restaurant for each other if you had to pick for them? I'm actually interested to see what you're gonna say.
At a restaurant, order for you.
Yeah.
Well, it really depends on which stage you are in. Because you usually choose one food and eat only that food for 4 months.
And then I get sick of it and I'm like, I want something else.
Oh, they're usually with the breakfast. You have the same breakfast for forever.
Yeah.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Oh, hi. Barging in on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're just recording a podcast.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Sorry.
Don't worry.
How's the beats?
Great.
Can you turn on the AC, please?
Yeah, it's
Look at me. I'm fucking
boiling.
We're almost recording naked. Like, at least I am.
Yeah, you'll be taking one outfit out at a time.
I think the remote is inside the cupboard?
Yeah,
like a white remote.
Okay.
So, what would you order for each other?
Yeah, so I would order, if it was 6 months ago, then it would be crackers with butter. Maybe a little bit of salt on it. And what was it before that? Olive oil with some
tahini.
You have the weirdest breakfast, but no, restaurants, tapas, you are calamares with aloe oil and mayo, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't forget about the one and only, baby. This is a quiz.
One and only that you always eat.
Starts with the letter R.
Remolade.
No. I mean, I was actually talking about the restaurant.
Ah, yeah, Rook. Yeah, there is the restaurant. There's a chicken burger restaurant here that Rafa is addicted to. I'm actually over it now.
Oh but my god, how could you?
We eat quite a lot of it. It's a chicken burger restaurant next to our house, and I remember a few Sunday mornings when we wake up and Rafa is just like stretching, and like in the stretch she's like, Rook! First thing she says.
Sounds like me.
Rook! Just wakes up, first thing you come to your mind is Rook.
Yeah.
They are really good, these burgers, but I'm giving it a rest because you can overdo things. At one point you'll reach that point. So what's your order for me at a restaurant?
Oh my god, I totally forgot we were getting to this part. Okay,
Nala's eating here.
Nala, stop eating. Do you not know that we're recording a podcast? Okay, maybe we should open the door and let her out because it's so warm. Here she might pass out. Only humans can live in this heat. Fuera, Nala. Fuera. Goodbye.
Yeah. I learned it the other day that you're allowed to run with your dog as long as it's not above 88 Fahrenheit and 26.666 degrees of Celsius.
Did somebody tell you this while you were running with her?
No, I googled it before I went for a run.
Okay.
Because I went for a run with her the other day and I felt people were judging me.
Yeah, so it's possible.
And she was also quite tired and warm, so now I googled it. But then it was probably, yeah, if it's above 26 degrees, I'm not running with her.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so if it's a lunch, I'm gonna go to Frankfurt Bar and get you a fucking sandwich that you're obsessed with the sausage in it and something else that I don't even know what, because I haven't even been there.
It's unbelievable. You haven't been there. I've been eating there every day for 2 months.
They probably think, who is he engaged to? I've never seen this.
They have no idea. They've never met you. I think they're just...
Does he know?
Yeah, but I think they think I'm lying.
They
recognize. I think they're pretending to be engaged. And she lives here. But
They recognize.
You wouldn't know. I wouldn't order a sandwich.
They recognize me because I walk with Nala in the morning,
Nala,
and she's always trying to go there because they're always giving me her food, so she knows, so she always tries to go in there. I'm like, Nala, ven aquí.
That would be for lunch.
So that would be for lunch. And if it was maybe winter, definitely go for a ramen.
I am.
You love ramen in winter, but in the summer it's not really your thing. But if we're at a restaurant, I feel like you really like you like to try things that are different and the opposite of that.
Yeah, you don't like to try anything new.
Like, so you will try anything just to see like what it's like, and I don't know. I'm just like a little bit more picky. So maybe we could just go to an experienced restaurant and...
I can almost just stop here because this is a really hard question for you because I eat everything and I like everything and I always know what it is.
If
it's a good restaurant, I can tell the waiter just to...
You even eat what's like on my plate.
Yeah.
The shade. The casual shade. Okay, your father wants to know if it was a good kiss. Was it a good kiss? Well, actually, I have something to say about that. So, as you know, I'm Brazilian, and I guess Brazilians like to kiss, like, really, like, a lot. Like, tongue and, like, all of these things. And Hilmar was, like, a very chill kisser. And then I think one day he was like, maybe we don't have to kiss so hard. Oh my god, the pain of the ego.
No, I cannot believe that.
Yes, I swear. Do you think, like, how would I, like, forget that? It was like...
I'm pretty sure that wasn't the thing. I guess it's more of kissing a lot in front. Like,
no, baby, we were in bed. There was no one around. You have a short memory. I cannot trust you to remember this. But I remember just being like, okay,
no way.
I get it.
I say no, it's a lie.
No, it's not. I wouldn't make this up. I swear you were just like, let's just like not kiss like so like much. Like
there's no way I would like dare to say that. It's too awkward.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And I was like,
I'm gonna try to gaslight you on
this
one. No.
Okay. No, I honestly don't even care because I know the truth what it was. And I was just like, okay, it's fine. I guess like making out maybe it's like not your thing. So I was like, okay, that's fine. So that's how the kiss was, Ragnar, if you're wondering. Okay. Erla, where is the wedding going to take place? Well, ask Hilmar, he's planning it, so...
Oh, no, the idea is to do it in the Icelandic colony of Tenerife.
Mm-hmm. And the Gran Hotel de Bahia del Duque, which Bahia is like a town in Brazil, so that's pretty cool.
I guess our idea was to do it in an island. And yeah, we wanted to do it like when our anniversary was, which is like early April. So the only island that is kind of close and has nice weather, they would be Canary Islands.
Yeah.
But in the end, because we kind of decided not to do it on that date because it's Easter and prices are high at that time, like we could even reconsider it, even just do it in Menorca.
Mm.
Doesn't have to be Tenerife.
True.
But we are talking to a hotel in Tenerife, and I like the idea to do it in an island and having this island vibe.
Yeah. The hotel looks super good, and I've never been there, so it could be fun. And I don't know, it's easy for Icelanders to get to Tenerife, right? It's a straight flight. So that's also what we are considering, right? It's a straight flight?
Yeah, from Iceland.
From Iceland.
Probably many flights a day. I don't know, but you wouldn't believe how many Icelandic people go there.
Really?
It's even that, like, people are going that much that cool people are, like, starting to be ashamed of going there, you know, because it's not cool. Because it's so
well, we
mainstream.
Are not cool, so we'll do something that is completely uncool, so it's totally fine.
People who go like, ah, where are you going? Ah, just to Tenerife. You know, feel a bit embarrassed about it. Just to Tenerife. But when the truth is, it's a beautiful island. It's such a beautiful place. And if you stay, like, outside the main tourist area, and, you know, if you go up to that volcano, there's mountain, and there's, like, loads of nice places. You can surf there, too. It's a beautiful place.
I think this is going to have to be your last question, because you are literally dripping of sweat, and I don't think we can, this heat is insane.
But to be honest, it doesn't bother me. Like,
what?
I don't feel uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. I need to take a photo and then post this. No, I'm not going to, because, like, it's just too funny. But it's dripping hot. Like, if I could calculate the heat here right now, it's probably going to be 40 degrees.
I know, I can't calculate it.
Do you have a thermometer?
Yeah, the one that you use for the barbecue.
That's not going to work, baby.
What do you mean? That's exactly what it is, a thermometer.
No, that's different.
What do you mean it's different? It's 33 degrees inside.
33, let's check. Okay, sure. If I put it inside of you, it's gonna be more. Okay, the other question was, have I started making my wedding dress yet?
Have you?
What will you wear for your wedding? Yes. I haven't yet. I have many ideas. I kind of wanted to do something extra, but then I'm like, oh, okay, like, maybe I'll go for minimal, but I think it's going to be extra. I'm still deciding. I think it's probably going to be something last minute, or maybe something that I'm going to do before we, when I come back from Brazil. But yeah, still thinking about it, still processing it. It's going to happen at its perfect time.
Yeah, I guess, how was the color going to be? Purple, pink?
No, it's going to be white. That's for sure.
And what about me? Is Rafaela Santana gonna make some wedding suits for men?
For you? A suit for you for the wedding? Yeah. I don't think so, baby. That's so much work. That's okay. Like hours and hours and hours of work.
Yeah, maybe better to find someone who already knows how to make suits and does it well.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just, yeah.
Maybe I have to admit it, I don't have a suit. I don't own a suit.
But you,
I only own shorts and shirts.
I think boys usually get a suit for a wedding. Like, it's...
That's true. Another thing, I have not been invited to a wedding for a long time. I don't think, honestly, it's a bit awkward. But I don't remember being invited for a wedding in my grown-up years.
No.
That's so awkward. That's just doing because people know I live in Spain and they do it in Iceland. And also Icelandic people don't get married
until they're old. Yeah, that's interesting about your culture that people don't really get married.
They didn't get married, but it's just like most of my friends are not married.
That's true, but they already have kids and stuff. Maybe
they
already
kids like you. They have kids, houses, maybe one grandchild, then you get married.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little bit there. No, I think it's like I think people like to do it when they're already established. They have some money to, you know, throw a good party and already have their houses and their cars and their washing machines and.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. Okay, and the other question was, let's see. How is it for both communicating not in your native language? I basically, I don't know, I feel like English is my native language now. I think I speak better in English than I speak in any other language, and I can express myself better by miles in English than in any other language that I speak. What about for you? How is it expressing yourself in English?
It's definitely not, I think it's harder than Icelandic. Icelandic is obviously the language that I'm most comfortable in expressing myself in. But with you, I guess it's just like, that's the reality. It's always been like that. I've never thought like, oh, I wish she would understand Icelandic so I can express this feeling I have inside right now. It's more, you can feel it more when we are, you know, like the Icelandic friends, when we're here around and sometimes we say something in Icelandic and are you taking off all of your clothes?
I cannot handle it anymore.
and then sometimes you could hear us say like, oh, we're just going to say it in Icelandic because it makes sense. But that's usually because we're talking about something really Icelandic and specific to Iceland. But normal conversation, normal expression of my feelings, yeah, it doesn't bother me to do it in English. I've never thought that, oh, I wish you would understand Icelandic, then you would finally understand me.
Yeah.
it's not like that. I've also lived here for 7 years that I lived here, and especially for the first 3 years, I spoke mostly English or Spanish in Madrid. And here, even though I speak quite a lot of Icelandic, because our friend group is quite a lot of Icelandic people, but I speak English at work, speak English with you, so I just got used to it.
Yeah.
Even though I definitely not feel like I'm a native English speaker, I can still, I'm comfortable expressing myself.
I love when you have a little accent here and there. I also have an accent, but...
I used to try to be cool and not have an accent, but then I realized
Having an accent is so much better.
It's just more comfortable not having to, not trying to put on an accent to not sound Icelandic. This is the way I read the words, and it's the most comfortable speaking in that way. And then you also hear, like, English is a language with many accents.
Yeah.
There are so many different English accents. So if you have one, you can just use it as long as you are speaking.
True.
Semi-correct.
Semi-correct. Semi.
Cute. Semi. Semi.
Okay. I think we have to end this episode here, but we shall come back. This was so much fun and so easygoing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much to everybody that's listened this far. If you're here, we love you. And we are so grateful for you tuning in. Do you have any last words you want to say to our listeners, baby?
To the two people who are still listening?
No, like 200.
Yeah, thank you for listening. And hit us up if you come to Barcelona. Not necessarily you're going to get a room to stay, but maybe a barbecue or nice dinner or whatever.
Yes, we always do what we can. Okay, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.